Hi everyone, I'm Stephen Howell and this is section 2 of our Azure for DreamSpark series where we're going to be showing you how you can set up a WordPress site on your Azure for DreamSpark subscription. I'm Stephen Howell, I'm at Saorg on Twitter, that's S-A-O-R-O-G. I'm the Academic Engagement Manager or Academic Evangelist for Microsoft in Ireland. That means I work with students and educators, helping them do cool things with code. I'm a software engineer and computer science lecturer by trade, and I get to meet lots of students in this role and work with them on building really, really cool technologies. What I'm showing today is very much focused on the cloud, the Azure cloud, but it should also be very usable by non-computing students. So if you're marketing or business or education, there should be useful stuff in here for you too. If you're a self-directed learner and you learn well by watching videos, then I highly recommend the Microsoft Virtual Academy community. At mva.microsoft.com, you can get hundreds and hundreds of free, totally free video courses which take you through how to do just about anything in Dev, IT Pro, DevOps, the whole lot. It's a very, very, very useful resource. I use it myself when I'm trying to learn new things. It's all presented by experts and there's millions of users there already, so you should join in. So what are the series topics? Well, section one was registering on Azure for DreamSpark. If you haven't done that one, you really should, because it'll give you access to the tools you need to do this section. This is section two, where we're going to set up an Azure website using WordPress. And in section three, we're going to talk about how you can create a blank website and start writing your own HTML directly, skipping using WordPress or any other pre-made CMS. So let's get started on section two, setting up an Azure website running WordPress. So who is this guide for? Well, it's for anyone who wants to publish a WordPress website, and we're going to show you how to publish it on the Microsoft Azure cloud. Now, if you're a student, you can get 10 free websites on the Azure cloud, and to get them, you have to register on dreamspark.com. If you haven't done that yet, you'll find a guide on how to do it in section one, registering with Azure for DreamSpark, which is on the same Channel 9 series that this video is on. If you haven't done it, I recommend you go do it now. Don't worry, we'll wait for you. And when you come back, we'll actually go into how you can use the subscription you've just set up to create a WordPress site. So at this point, I'm going to leave the slides and switch over to my web browser and take you through the steps live. So we're actually going to create it and you can pause and follow along in your own web browser. You should be able to set up a WordPress site very quickly with this, but you'll see me do it and it'll give you an idea of the steps involved. And I'll explain each step as I go. So the very first thing I'm going to do is log in to portal.azure.com, and when I click there I'll be asked to sign in. So I'm signing in here with a student email, and this is a personal account for a student, so you can see the way I've given not a college account but a personal Microsoft account that my subscription is tied to. That will then take me to a page to put in my password because it's recognized my account. And when I type in my password, it'll open up the portal page. Now the first thing I see when I'm on the dashboard is that I have a number of tiles and I have a menu along the left-hand side. On our dashboard, I can see all the different data centers available around the world. I'm going to be using the Dublin Azure data center today, and I can see from all the green ticks that they're all healthy and available. We have a marketplace here if I want to go in and look for different products available on Azure, help and support. But I'm going to create a new item. So you can follow along this as well if you're on the dashboard. I click the plus and the new sign. And you'll see that it comes up with new and a selection of items and a search box. You can see that I have a recent WordPress item. But if you don't have that, you'll get it by typing WordPress into the search box and pressing enter. Now it'll bring up several different WordPress products, and that's good, you want it to do that. And you want to select the very first one I have here, that the name is WordPress, the publisher is WordPress, and the category is web and mobile. Don't accidentally click scalable WordPress, or WordPress on Bitnami, or WordPress Japanese package. Select WordPress, publisher WordPress, web and mobile category. So I'll select that. It'll bring me to the WordPress page, and I'll select the blue create button at the bottom. This sets up a number of fields which have to be filled in, and one of them is tricky, but not very tricky. The very first thing is app name. Now this is going to be the website address that you go to when you're finished setting up your site. So it's going to end with .azurewebsites.net, but you have to figure out a unique name to put here, which you will use to identify your website. Now, the challenge here is that lots of the names you might think of may already have been taken. The name I'm going to use here is Jack Channel 9. And you can see it tested, and a little green tick means that is a unique name, Jack Channel 9. Now you'll have a completely different name, of course. That's okay. Select a name you'll remember, and select a name that's hopefully easy enough to tell people, because it might be hard to have a website that's hard to give the address to. Your subscription should say DreamSpark. Resource group, this is where a lot of people run into a little bit of trouble. You have to give a name for your resource group. In fact, you have to give several names in this setup process, and I recommend that you use the same name every time that you've used for your app name. So if it's Jack Channel 9, I paste in new resource group name, Jack Channel 9. Underneath that, there's the app service plan and location. And currently it's set to South Central US. Now, you may have gathered from my accent, I'm not in the South Central US, I'm in Ireland. So I'll click Create New, and I'll paste in the app service plan, Jack Channel 9, and I'll select a new location of North Europe. The pricing tier should say F1 free. So that looks good, and I click OK. Next, I want to click on Database Default MySQL. I click there, and it'll ask for a database name. Again, I paste in the same name, Jack Channel 9. The location, Brazil South, sounds very nice, but unfortunately, I'm not on holidays in Brazil. Instead, I select North Europe. The pricing tier Mercury is free, so I select OK. The next section is the legal terms for ClearDB. I click that. You should read the terms. I've read them already, but read the terms and make sure the price says zero. That's very important, especially if you're a student. So I can see it says €0 per month, so I'm happy with that, and I click Purchase. You can skip the web app settings, they're optional, but make sure you click Pin to Dashboard, and finally Create. So what's just happened? Well, you can see that I now have submitting deployment for WordPress, and it's drawing all these lattice lines, and that tells me it's working. What's really happening right now is that in the data center that I've selected, which is North Europe, so it's actually in Dublin, and what's happening is a computer there is giving me a slice of itself to put a WordPress site on, and I'll never see or touch that computer, but I don't have to. My access to it is through the Azure portal, and eventually it'll be set up and running, and I'll be able to log into WordPress and start using it. The interesting thing here is that I can have a much more powerful computer than I could afford to buy, but I don't have to buy the entire computer, I just have to rent a slice of it, and that's much cheaper. So this cloud computing approach is very useful when you need some resources, and you might need powerful resources sometimes and limited resources the rest of the time, but you don't want to have to buy a huge server farm, you just want to rent a piece of it. So for people who aren't in computing, all this means is free websites without the hassle. So it depends on your point of view if you're a computing student or not. Now this will take a few minutes, and as it sets up, eventually it'll give me a display that I can click on and go into the settings. So we're just going to leave this to run and we'll come back in. So after a minute, it tells me that it's finished setting up my web app, which is Jack Channel 9. And in the settings, it shows me various different things, such as the address, which is the URL, Uniform Resource Locator. It's jackchannel9.azurewebsites.net. I can see FTP settings and so on. And if you're a computing student, you'll recognize a lot of this. And if you're not, it actually doesn't matter. You don't have to actually understand a lot of this. If you're not a computing student, if you just want to have your WordPress website, you can safely ignore a lot of the settings. If you're a computing student or an IT student or DevOps or IT pro, I encourage you to have a look at some of the settings and learn what they mean and what they do, because it's very interesting how the cloud technologies work, and I think you'll learn a lot by looking at the settings. But the most important thing for us is to be able to access our site. So I'm going to click Browse, and before I click Browse to go to the website, there are lots of other settings here. I can stop and restart my website, depending if I was taking it offline for some maintenance or something. But in this case, I'm going to click Browse, and that'll open up a new window for me to access my new WordPress site. So here we have our WordPress installation site. Now at this point, the fact that we're on Azure is not necessarily obvious to a user. They're just on WordPress now. And if you've never used WordPress, WordPress is just a great, hugely popular content management system that lets you create blogs or websites or even shopping sites, lets you create just about anything. It's very cool and very easy to get up and running. So I'm going to select English, and it's going to bring me into a few configuration steps. It says, welcome, what's the site title? I'm going to put in, now this is a fake site, guys, but it's Jack Channel 9. The username to log in is Stephen. That's going to be a hard password to remember, so I'm going to click hide so you can't see my password and type in a new one. And it'll tell me how strong it thinks that password is as I go. So I have a strong password now. Now it wants to know my email, so I'm going to put in my personal Microsoft email in case I lose my password. And this is an important thing to say, don't just click OK with the password it suggests, because that password is very strong, very complex, and you can't get it back if you don't give an email to recover it and you don't write down the password. So I'm going to click discourage search engines from indexing this site, because it's only a demo for this video and I'm going to be deleting it, so I don't need to index it on a search engine, but you probably do, so you can leave that unticked if you want. And then I click install WordPress. So it says it's finished, and I'm going to click login, and my username is Stephen, as you just saw me set this up, and my password, which is not password 123. And I click remember me and I click login. And it brings me to the WordPress dashboard. I can see there's an update for WordPress 4.5. I should update that. But before I do that, I just want to tell you about some of the different sections I see here. We've got our get started, which will bring me through customizing my site, or I can completely change the theme. I can write my first blog post. I can add an about page. I can see what my site looks like right now. I can manage the widgets and menus, turn comments on or off, and learn about getting started. So let's do a few of those things. Let's go into turn comments on or off. So I can actually look at these discussion settings. I can say allow people to post comments on new articles, maybe not. Should I allow link notifications from other blogs? Maybe, maybe not. You know, you can decide all of these. And you can decide that, you know, users must be registered, automatically close comments, enable threaded comments. You know, you can put all these settings in, get emails when someone comments. If I scroll all the way down here, I can set an awful lot of different settings, but whatever I set, I should remember to click Save Changes. If I go into posts, posts are all the different updates that have been made on the blog. As you can see, it starts off with a Hello World post. Media is where I can add my photographs and sounds. Pages are static pages in WordPress that are always there. It comes with a sample page. And I think you can add other users to your site. I haven't done that. Settings has a lot of different settings. I've only showed you a few of them. And a lot of people go straight though for the teams. They want to look at how their entire website, colors, images, everything, and that's an appearance. So you can go into themes. You can see the different themes. There's a lot of updates available here. And I can actually go in and say, yeah, I like that theme. It's called 2014. I like the way it looks. And you can activate it if you like it. Before we do that, I'm actually going to go and visit the site and see what it looks like. So it's kind of plain and black and white right now. It's a lot of potential. I should really change these settings and start writing things. Right now, all I've changed is just the title. But it's completely configurable by me now. Everything I want to do here is up to me. I can change anything, set up anything. It's my WordPress site. I can start doing absolutely whatever I like. So at this point, I'm not learning new things about Azure. I'm actually managing my own website on Azure. And whatever I do there, it's up to me and it's my responsibility. So if I break it, well, I have to fix it. But it can be hard to break it, so hopefully you won't. So we've gone through the portal. We've gone through the settings for the WordPress site and all the different details you have to have. Once you've opened up your WordPress site and given a password and logged in, at that point, it's all about the edits you make. So hopefully you've enjoyed that tutorial. That's it for setting up WordPress on Azure for DreamSpark. You can check out my Channel 9 blog to see how you can do more with Azure websites. And please rate, comment, and subscribe if you enjoyed this video. Thanks for listening.